Spirit, I thank you that tonight you remind us of why we come and we gather together. You remind us of your incredible worth, your beauty, and your holiness. You remind us of how you captured our hearts and won us over forever. Remind us, Holy Spirit. We fix our gaze on you, the risen King. We fix our eyes on you tonight. And we say here in this place, that it is an awesome privilege and an awesome honor to come together, to love you, to worship you, to say thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. We draw near to you tonight, Lord, and we ask that as you promised in your word, you would draw near back to us. Your nearness is our good. Your nearness is our lifeline. Your nearness is all that we want to know. As we stand before you and we hold our arms out in front, we open up and we drop everything else that we're holding on to. As we embrace who you are tonight, we embrace you, Christ the Lord, Christ the Lord, Christ the risen Savior, Christ the Redeemer, Christ the Deliverer, Christ the Redeemer, Christ the Victor, Christ the King of Glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We just look at Paul's words in Philippians 3. In verse 7 it says, "But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ." More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ. Knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. My Lord. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and I may be found in him. Not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Lord. Oh, we believe, Lord. Yes, Lord. We count all things as loss, comparing to knowing you, compared to knowing the power of your resurrection. Compared to knowing you, knowing your suffering, Lord, make us one, as we come, coming close. Fix our eyes on you. Everything is less. Everything is less. Oh, we let go of the lesser things to behold you. To behold you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
seen another more lovely? Have you ever seen another more righteous? Have you ever seen another more holy? Have you ever seen another more beautiful? Have you ever seen another more righteous? Have you ever seen another more lovely?
Saved by your mercy, found in your grace, totally surrendered. you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for your sweet presence here tonight, Lord. We just love you so much. Lord, we just thank you for the time that we had on Sunday celebrating your victorious life, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As I was asking the Lord what he wanted me to just share with you guys tonight, he was reminded me of when I was Mary in the play. And in the first part or the first act I was in, I was super, super distraught. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know why people were arresting Jesus. I didn't know why Judas was trying to betray him. I didn't know what was going on. And I was crying and wailing. And it was just a really emotional time because I didn't understand what was happening. And then later in the play, for those of you who got to see it, I was at the grave and I saw the angel, and Jesus was no longer there. He was risen. And the joy and the peace that welled up in my heart in that moment, it was like everything was clear at that moment. And the Lord was just speaking to me tonight about the word peace. When my husband and I, we were praying last night because we were looking at the weather forecast. I don't know if you guys looked at it last night, but wow, it said that everything was going to be falling out of the sky today. It was tornadoes and hail and storms and all this stuff. And so we were praying specifically for the Mozambique team that there wouldn't be any weather delays, but just for the safety of everybody. And thinking about that, the Lord was just reminding me of Mark chapter 4, when Jesus was in the boat with the disciples and it was storming, and they were all like, "Oh, look at the rain, our boat's capsizing," just like, you know, my character was, "Oh, what's happening, why is this going on, da 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 da," getting all crazy. That's how the disciples were in the boat, getting all crazy, not understanding. There's a storm. Don't you know there's a storm? We could die. This could kill us. And what they didn't realize in that moment was that they had Jesus with them on the boat, and he's the one who is peace himself, and he's able to calm any storm. Just like in the play, when my character Mary realized what he had done on the cross, there was no more anxiety, there was no more craziness, there was no more wondering. She knew at that moment that Jesus was alive, Jesus was risen. And in Mark chapter 4, it says, "A fierce gale of wind developed, and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that the boat was already filling with water. And yet Jesus himself was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing? We're dying here. There's a storm. The boat's going to tip over.' And he got up from his sleep," his peaceful sleep, by the way, "and he rebuked the wind. And he said to the sea, 'Hush, be still.' And the wind died down and became perfectly calm." And so tonight, you know, we talked about Jesus dying on the cross and raising for our sins, and we know that for a fact. But when he died on the cross, he also died for our sicknesses. He died for our emotions to be healed. And one of the things that, again, that he was speaking to me tonight was about peace. He died so that we could walk in peace. He died so that we could personally know the Prince of Peace. And so as we take time out for communion, if you guys know Jesus and you want to grab a communion cup, sometimes in life we have a storm, a really, really big storm. This year has been a crazy year for me with a lot of things going on. Some really exciting ones and some sad ones. So sometimes life is like, and sometimes it's just a little drizzle of rain or maybe a clap of thunder or a flash of lightning that's happening in your life. But either way, whatever's going on, the Lord wants you to remember that He died on the cross so that He can say, peace be still in your heart, so that you can walk with on the daily, not just on Easter or Resurrection Sunday, but you can walk with on the daily the Prince of Peace. And so as we take time out to do communion tonight, I just want us to really take time. If there's something that's going on in your heart or in your life, in your emotions, wherever it is, as you take communion tonight, I want you to just give it up to the Lord. Say, Prince of Peace, come. I know that you can calm the wind. I know that you can calm the waves. So I know that you can calm any kind of storm that's going on in my life. And He'll do that. Give it to Him and He'll do that. So as I pray, I just encourage you guys to take communion and give anything that needs to be given to the Lord, to Him, as we remember that He took it all on the cross for us. So Jesus, we just thank You, Lord, for who You are. You are the Prince of Peace. You are peace Himself. And so no matter what life brings us, we know, Lord, that You know how to calm the storm. We know that You can say, hush, peace, be still, and that it will. And so as we take the wafer, the bread, the representation of Your body that was broken to us, for us, Father, we remember it was broken for our peace, that we could walk with You, that we could walk with You, Prince of Peace. And as we take the cup and we drink, Lord, that we remember that Your blood was shed for us, for the healing of our emotions, so that we can walk with You, Prince of Peace. That we can have peace in the midst of anything going on in our life, good or bad, Lord, that You are there. You are there. We don't have to go crazy. We can just know. We can be still and know. Just thank You for this time of remembrance. We just love You, Jesus. We love You. We love You. We love You. We love You. Not just for what You did, but for who You are. We love You. Thank You, Jesus.
sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul.
Just for a moment, it'll all
think most of you know that we had a part of the team from Mozambique leave today. We have a few. Technology. Who's in charge of that? Okay. Anyway. We did have a commissioning on Sunday, and it was obviously mixed with many other things for Easter. So just for a short bit, I just wanted to take a little bit of time and pray for our Mozambique team, and then just pray for our pastors before they head out this Friday. So if you're here and you can join in, then I will do that. So if you guys want to come back up again, or we can, our small group could come and get you, but we want to do this officially. Stools, chairs, love it. King and queen. I know it's not Ghana, but you know, it's still Africa. So, the king and the queen. You're the king and the queen, so you're sitting. So if I'll just start to lead out. If you guys want to come up and lay hands on them and pray too, and see what we have time wise and all of that. So, but yeah, feel free, feel very free. So Father, we just thank you so much for the team that has gone forth already, Lord. I just want to pray out each of them by name, and so I don't forget. I'm gonna go through my many texts and find the picture of them I got today. I did. Here they are. So, Father, we just thank you for Haley. Father, for Justin, for Ashley, for Kennedy, for Teresa, and for Troy. We thank you for Amanda from Brazil and Alex from Ivory Coast. Father, we thank you, and you guys are coming. We thank you, Lord, for that team, Lord, Father, that... I said Justin, right? Yeah. We thank you for that team, Lord, for every single person that you have destined to be there, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are anointing each one of them in a special way for this season and this time, Father. We just speak your protection. We plead your blood and your divine protection, your divine wisdom. Father, your supernatural power in Jesus' name, your dunamis power, Father, in their lives, through their lives, Father. We thank you, Lord, for just a covering over this team in a supernatural way. Father, we've experienced that for decades. And so, Father, we're praying and know that this is going to be a continuation of that testimony of Jesus in the team's lives. We thank you that, Father, all tragedy that the enemy might attempt, Father, all attacks that the enemy might attempt are just thwarted completely, Lord, and that your protection is around them. We thank you for your glory bubble in Jesus' name, for your angels guarding them. We thank you for your favor about them in Jesus' name. We thank you for this chunk of time, Lord, where they're meeting together before the pastors arrive, Father, that it will be fully protected, fully anointed, fully covered, God. And we just thank you, Lord, that for Amanda and Alex, Lord, as they're coming from different countries, that, Father, they will still be engrafted wholeheartedly in the team, Lord, that they're with us. Father, they're of same spirit, same heart, one heart. And, Father, we thank you for a supernatural upgrade for each of them. Lord, we just thank you for the provision and the finances, Lord, for all that you are wanting to do in this time, that, Father, that it would come in over abundance, Lord, as we have prayed into it and trusted you, as we've sought first your kingdom. Father, we thank you that you will supply all that is necessary and more. Father, that it may be like fish and loaves at first sometimes when we're handing it out, but Jesus, you multiply it to the nations. You multiply it to the multitudes. And when we give thanks for it, you multiply it. When we bring it to you and present it before you, you multiply it. So we thank you that we take our loaves and fishes and we lay them before King Jesus. And Father, we thank you that you will take it and multiply it to the nations, and specifically to the nations of Mozambique. And we thank you for Papa and Mama, Lord, in the house. Lord, we thank you that they are being sent forth once again, Lord, to the nation of Mozambique. Once again, God, to be used in might and power. Once again, Jesus. Once again, you will come through. Once again, you will use, Father, them to break through the kingdom of darkness and to uplift and build up the kingdom of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that this time will be a protected time, a special time, a supernatural time. And so, Father, we just extend forth our support, Father, our backup in the Spirit, Father. And we just thank you, Lord, that all that they need has been given to them. All that they need has been given to them. That all that they need for life and godliness has been given to them. That all that they need is being provided by Jehovah Jireh. That all that they need is theirs. We thank you that the Spirit of God lives inside of them, and therefore they have everything that they need. So we thank you, Lord, for just an accelerated unity, Lord, in this trip for the team. And Father, just amazing testimonies as they go forth. Father, that they will be used for even breakthroughs in the nation of Mozambique. Father, for all the terror and the tragedy and the darkness that has come against that country, Father, we thank you that we are coming forth and going forth as your light. You said that we are now the light of the world. You are the light of the world. But Father, you said that we are the light of the world, a city on a hill that shouldn't be hidden. And so, Father, we thank you that the light invades the darkness in Mozambique, and the light penetrates the darkness in Mozambique, Father. And we know that darkness has no chance when the light is turned on. So we thank you that they are going forth with fiery light into the nation of Mozambique to penetrate the works of darkness and overcome the power of darkness. So we thank you, Jesus, that you did it on the cross. You destroyed the works of darkness. And so we thank you that, God, it will come forth, Lord, as your sons and daughters, as your son and daughter, go forth. We thank you, Lord, that just like the same anointing that Moses and Joshua and others carried, that, Father, when they set forth their foot, it's holy ground. As they set forth their foot, it's holy ground. What was previously unholy becomes holy because you arrive on the scene in and through them. So we thank you for the authority, God, that you carry through Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat and this team into the country of Mozambique, and for Pastor Jose and his whole family, and Father, and all the team that he works with, and the pastors and all of them. Father, we extend our covering, Father, and we thank you for just provision and wisdom and supernatural blessing into Pastor Jose. Father, we pray anywhere there's been strain or weakness, Lord, in his life, his family, his church body, Lord, that this will be used as a bolstering and a strengthening and a fortifying, Lord. If there's been tears in the fabric, God, that the team will be used just to mend and strengthen, not patchwork, but new creation reality. We thank you, Lord, that you're not using this team to be patchwork, but Father, you're threading new fibers. You're bringing new strength, Father. You're able to heal in such a way that it's not weaker, but it's stronger than it was before. So we thank you, Lord, for strength into Pastor Jose and his family and the ministry there, and for Heidi and Roland and Iris, Lord, and all that are connected with that. We thank you, Father. We thank you that you're doing a mighty thing in Mozambique, a mighty thing across the earth. We thank you, Father, for the many martyrs, Lord, that have shed their blood on the behalf of the testimony of Jesus. We thank you that testimony is going forth with power because you see it and you answer from heaven. That, Father, that blood cries out to you, and you are a righteous, holy, just God, and you're bringing forth salvation on behalf of those that have suffered. That, Father, your word says that if they suffer and if we suffer with Jesus, then we will be glorified with him. And so we thank you that you're bringing about your glory in Mozambique, Lord, amidst the suffering and the persecution. So we, again, as we prayed many a times at 24/7 prayers, at 24/7, 365 worship and prayer nights, and in our houses, all together, and many times, Father, we just prayed for the continued just move of God in the country of Mozambique. Thank you, Lord. for the rescue, Lord, of the terrorists, the rescue of the people that, Father, that are partnering with the enemy for the onslaught of darkness. We thank you, Lord, for the rescue of the innocent ones, for the unseen ones. And we thank you, God, that you will strategically use the team, Lord, in all of this. So, Lord, we anoint it, we cover it. In Jesus' name, this time and this season and space, Lord, in Jesus' name, for all that you desire to be accomplished, and nothing less and nothing else. So thank you, Jesus. We seal it in your blood. We say amen. Let it be by the power of the cross, by the power of the resurrection, by the power of your blood. Let it be. Let it be in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. We bless these feet, Lord, that are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, Lord. We bless these feet, Lord, that where they go, where they walk, Lord, the enemy's head is cut off. And he is crushed under their feet. Because he is crushed under your feet. So we bless these feet. We bless these feet that go because the key is to go. We bless the go keys as they go in the team, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. I just echo, Father, the word you released to Pastor Bill that this team is a strike force in the spirit, Lord God. We say yes and amen, Father God, that what the enemy has intended for evil, Lord, you will turn for good. You will use this team to come in like a mighty flood to totally overcome and overwhelm the enemy and drive him out where he has thought he has had territory, where he has thought he is camped. Father, we thank you, Lord, that he is driven out of Mozambique. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for the blood of Christ. We thank you for the blood of Christ that cleanses, Father, the land. Father, we thank you for your blood, Lord, that remits sins. We thank you for your blood that redeems and breaks every chain of oppression, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for discernment in this team, Lord God. Eyes of fire, ears that are open to the Spirit to hear what you are saying, Father God, that they move and as they move, Father God, they are totally in sync with your spirit, Lord God, not moving ahead of you, not lagging behind, but being exactly on your page, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, every strategy of the enemy to hinder your voice, to hinder, Lord, in the newest person from the team to those that have been going for years, it doesn't matter. Your spirit, Father, is reigning and reigns in every heart, Lord God. So we thank you for supernatural, divine, heavenly wisdom to flow, Father God, in Jesus' name, in this leadership, Lord God, in Pastor Jose, in Mama Novella, or Mama Linda, Father, in Jesus' name, supernatural wisdom, Lord God, supernatural wisdom, discernment from above, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We bless these feet. We bless the feet that are in the air on the plane as well, Father God. Watch out, devil. We thank you, Jesus, that you have overcome. You have overcome the world. You have overcome the world. You have overcome the world, and nothing is too big for you. Nothing is too big for you. I thank you for great faith, Lord God. Great faith on this trip like never before. Like never before. That they just go in, and it's like nothing. Your hand just moves, Lord. And they humble themselves under your mighty hand, and they watch what you do. They watch what you do. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Thank you,
Jesus. Just before Josh called us up here, I was asking the Lord for Mozambique for a picture, or not asking for a picture, but he just instantly showed me a shovel and like breaking new ground. And then the scripture that went with that is, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me, let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." And you can take that word, that word light, as two different, like it's easy, but it's also full of light, this burden. And so I just saw Jesus coming to people who might be fearful from wars and just witchcraft and whatnot, but just carrying that fear, and as Jesus is preached and introduced, that they come into that realization, that permission to take on Jesus, and they find that rest and that comfort. Lord, I thank you for that picture. I thank you, Lord, that you're breaking new ground, Lord, breaking new grounds of hearts, and that you're bringing them into a new reality, Lord. You just say new reality, a new creation reality, God, for those precious people of Mozambique. Father, I thank you that our team carries that new reality and that light. They carry Jesus, Lord. They carry you. Your burden is light. Your yoke is easy, Lord. And as they take that on, Father, they experience the new life. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name.
I just see Mozambique coming more into alignment with what has been prophetically destined over that nation. And I just see him doing that through you guys, through the team. And I just call, Lord, we just call Mozambique into that alignment, Lord, for what you've destined, Father, for them, Lord, to walk before you, Father, in Jesus' name, faithful. Father, as they walk before you as a church body, Lord, Lord, afflicted, Father, struck, Father, by the enemy, but Lord, there's a song of worship, Lord, in their mouths, Father, of gratitude, Lord, that shakes the heavens, Lord, and I thank you that that breaks forth, Father, through the team, Lord. And Lord, I just declare, Father, Jeremiah 16, Lord, that it would be made manifest, Lord, through the team. 16, 19, and onward, it says, Lord, my strength and my stronghold and my refuge in the day of distress. To you the nations will come from the ends of the earth, and they will say, our fathers have inherited nothing but falsehood, futility, and things of no benefit. Can a person make gods for himself, but they are not gods? But verse 21, therefore, behold, I am going to make them know. This time I will make them know my power and my might, and they will know that my name is the Lord. Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name that you will make yourself known. Father, in Jesus' name, Holy One, Holy One. We declare that out, Father, in power and might, by your Spirit, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for divine health, Father, for the team completely, Lord. Lord, we speak, Father, to Pastor Mary Pat's wrist, Father, for it to line up, Lord, in Jesus' name. Complete alignment, Lord. Holy One, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for supernatural protection. And Lord, over Amanda, Father, I know the other guy's name. Alex, yes, Alex, Lord, as he's traveling. Father, in Jesus' name, healing and protection and safety, Father, over them as well, Lord. In Jesus' name, we declare it out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Thank you, Lord, for the power of unity and the power of purity that our team carries, the power of unity and the power of purity. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your power, your mighty, mighty power. Thank you, Father, that when these ones step onto the ground in Mozambique, that it releases shockwaves across the whole country. Thank you, Father, that the spiritual atmosphere recognizes their authority. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the breaker anointing that breaks the strongholds. It breaks up the dry ground. They carry the word of God. They carry the living word of God, the Rhema word of God that breaks the rock in pieces. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And I thank you, Lord, when Josh was praying against the schemes of the enemies, those being broken, I thank you, Father, that I saw we were breaking them, but we were snapping them like twigs. It was so easy. So thank you, Father, that that is complete in the Spirit, in the name of Jesus. It's complete. And we thank you, Father, that I just heard you say that you were taking care of the pastor's family as they're away. Everything, whatever, just anything and everything related to their family. Thank you, Father, for your hedge of protection around their family as they're away in the name of Jesus. And I saw a fence as well, or a wall around the whole team. So we thank you, Father, for your hedge of protection, that you are a wall of fire around this team and their families and the glory in their midst, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for that hedge of protection as well around every frontliner, around every frontline family and extended family, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. And we lift up our missions coordinator as well and her family. And we thank you, Father, that the blood of Jesus covers her and her husband and their children and all of their extended family. We thank you for the mighty wall of fire around them, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you pour out your blessing upon our mission coordinator and her family in this season. Blessing upon blessing. We just declare it's a new day and there will be no more attacks, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that is broken. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord.
I just have to share this. It's so beautiful, because earlier when the team was here praying in the foyer, the first words that came out of Ashley's mouth, she prayed out and she said, God, it's a privilege and it's an honor to stand here. And before she even started praying, the sweet spirit, the presence of Jesus was there. And I could see his shadowy figure. I didn't see his face. But I felt he was so close to those that carry his heart. Like if you lean in far enough and you stay long enough, you'll hear his heart and you'll hear what it beats for. And you'll ask him, what's on your heart, Lord? And I just feel the Lord's pleasure and is over this team, every single person that has said yes. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you. I just see your face. You're so beautiful. You're so wonderful. You're so holy. And you're so pleased with this team. You're so grateful because your heart aches for the lost. Your heart aches for the forgotten. And so I thank you that this team is going. Lord, they're going low. They're going low. And they're just saying yes to you with their eyes on you, Father. So I pray that your presence would not depart from them, that it would go wherever they go, that your spirit would not lift from their shoulders, but you would be so near, and that your countenance, your eyes of fire, and your smile, Lord, would shine through their faces. Lord, as they preach, as they pray, as they speak to people, that you would shine, your countenance would just exude out of their being, Lord God, and they would be so glowy and so shiny that people would be drawn. They would be drawn by your love that captures their hearts. This team is not great in and of themselves, but you are great, and you are wonderful and beautiful and so attractive. So, Father, I thank you, Jesus, that it's a new day. It's a new day, Lord God, in Mozambique, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Every word that's come out of your mouths here is totally the heart of the Lord. And he spoke to me earlier today when I was talking to him about tonight. The scripture that I've been meditating on, and I was also sharing this morning in a different environment, was what you were speaking out. Rachel, that scripture, and I've been meditating a lot on that, and then the Lord's been speaking to me personally, and then through me to elsewhere in another capacity as well. And when we went up today to the airport to send the team off and pray, what the Lord was also saying out of our mouth to them is that this is such an honor and a privilege. Just exactly what you said, Jamie. And that for those who have eyes to see that, that this is an honor and privilege. It's very humbling. So we believe that that's exalting King Jesus. We're exalting you, Lord. It's a privilege and an honor to serve in this area, and that your will be accomplished. Your will be done. And even tonight, Tiana, as you were sharing communion, so powerful, so beautiful about Jesus' peace himself is with us and going before us, so anointed in the entire worship tonight. And even Josh, you sensing the Lord was saying, there's more I want to do tonight. And bring that, however you heard from the Lord, for us to come up here and bring everyone up and to speak these words of life. This is heavenly. It's such a privilege. It really is to be able to hear what is on the Lord's heart. And I believe that heaven is smiling on all of you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your love, your support, walking in the grace and the empowerment of the Lord. That we all do this together. When we're going and you're here, we're in it together. We are as one. And that is beautiful unity. So all that you've prayed out, every other verse that was spoken out, everything that's been said, we are in total agreement, and it's very sweet, for we live to do his will and our lives to reflect him and give him great pleasure and great satisfaction. And that's the desire of our heart, to live that way, to love that way, experience our Lord that way. Amen. Thank you all.
The mission has already begun. We were at the travel clinic today to get some malarial medication. And Josh's cousin, we had an opportunity to pray for her for a physical need that she has. It was so sweet. She was so precious in receiving the prayer and appreciation for the prayer. Also, the doctor that came in was just the coolest guy. And he sat down. He could have taken 1 minute because he said, you shouldn't even be here. You've taken so many trips and you've gotten this medication before. We shouldn't even have had you come in. But, you know, we got into a discussion. He sat down for a half hour and we shared Jesus with him. He was giving his perceptions of what was going on in the world, about his own, perceptions of God and so on, asking questions. We shared testimonies. He was like, you know, more people need to be open to this, and just back and forth, and told him some scriptures about how God knows these times. He knew these times were coming, so he let us know ahead of time. I don't think he'd ever heard that before. So he was like, well, no wonder you guys are able to handle it then. You know, I mean, just insightful things that he said, and he had some interesting ways of referring to God, and your Pastor Mary Pat helped him with who Jesus was very simply, very powerfully, and I had to get in the 700 names of God as well. So he got a whole basket full. He was not in any hurry. He said, I'm probably in trouble now because I should have been out of this room a long time ago. But I don't care. This has been that best half hour of the week. It was like, wow, come on. So we also prayed for the team in Cleveland and that they would start their mission as they went on to the plane. You know, the people on the plane are just as important and part of the mission, as we know from other trips where people receive the Lord or receive healing on plane trips. And so we prayed that over them, that they would start their mission stepping onto the plane, so they all were up for that.
Well, even though the team's going to be gone, still come on Sunday. We have a lot of awesome things that will be going on here as well. So.